Smoking Crops, Smoking Mirrors, David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Some of these potatoes show that they are less prone to responding to smoky conditions, then those would be good options for the industry.
Those words from University of Idaho Professor of Plant Sciences Mike Thornton. University of Idaho and Boise State University are conducting a two-year study that probes how wildfire smoke impacts potato crops. Farmers have reported smaller yields and worse quality during active wildfire seasons that produce a lot of smoke. So, smoke bad? Here's another opinion. Dr. Richard Ferrari never thought a simple bottle of liquid smoke would change the trajectory of his team's research. Originally, Ferrari and a team of researchers at the University of Missouri focused on studying how soil, saturated by the intense smoke caused by wildfires, alters plant growth. But after they began their research, they made a surprising discovery with the popular food additive, and they believe the finding could one day be used to improve the health of food crops. Ferrari said when the team added liquid smoke to the soil where a plant is growing, the researchers found it could enhance the plant's natural defenses and increase its ability to resist pests and diseases. Liquid smoke, created by condensing smoke from burning wood, was used to provide a simulation in a laboratory setting of the smoky conditions a wildfire could create. Ferrari said that sunflowers grown in soil treated with liquid smoke had larger, thicker, and greener leaves and appeared less prone to pests and disease. Produced by the Ag Information Network.